Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. Hello, all you local beaches. Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We are coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. That was Wooly Bully. Woo-hoo. Love that song, man. That's Hannah Claire. Do you know who that is? Who does Wooly Bully, Hannah?
Oh, no, I can't think of it right.
It's Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Oh.
yes, totally it is. So, anyway, we opened the show with a little bit of Wooly Bully by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Yes.
And I think we started, about a minute late this evening?
A little bit.
Always, you never can tell what's going on with these computers. Like, there's always some kind of something.
Always.
They're touchy.
Some kind of something going
something
on here.
Kind of something. Anyway, like before the show, you may have noticed if we are Facebook friends, every Friday before the show, I sent out a invitation.
Right.
And and that invitation, it may have seemed a little dire because
I never read them.
Oh, you don't read what it
him.
Says. Oh,
no,
well, it was basically a cry for help.
Oh shit.
Well, I mean, here it is, Hannah. We thought we were going to be running on a skeleton crew.
Yeah.
PW was scared.
Did he miss the show, or we weren't going to do it?
He
said, "You scared me for a minute." Or five.
Oh, maybe it was 5 minutes.
At least it wasn't 15.
Somebody get a call into Joe and see if we can put an extra 5 minutes on the backside.
5 minutes on the board.
Pay it forward. Yeah. Anyway, so it was kind of a cry for help, my Facebook invite, because I thought it was just going to be Hannah and I.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And
yeah,
I mean,
so
we've got, we've got a very skeleton crew here. And then lo and behold, my blushing bride, Stephanie, burst through the door just before the show to save the day, save the show. And
push all the buttons.
Help us out. Yeah. Push all the correct buttons to get us going.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm good at button pushing.
If you thought that we started 5 minutes late, even with Steph here, we probably wouldn't be doing the show if it had been up to me to get us online to do the show.
Yeah. No, and if you were online, right. Joe would probably shut the show down.
Yeah,
the language would be very colorful.
Well, I don't have a whole lot of patience.
No,
and well, I mean, you and I went over the procedure to get us online last night.
Yes.
And I thought that, and I was like, okay, I'm going to write it down what it is. And when I got it to like step 15, I was a little dismayed. I was like, come on, man.
And you weren't even to the right. I'm live yet?
And you're pulling, and you were pulling a complete Hannah, like when I have a problem with my phone, and she grabs it and she goes,
"Give it
here,
to me.
Do this, do that, da da da. Here, yeah. Got it? Oh yeah, I got it. Yeah, you showed it to me for all of 10 seconds. I got it. I got it in the memory bank now. Don't worry about it. No problem.
How do you think I learned it?
Yeah. Well, I mean. Yeah, but...
Yeah, but...
I mean, it's just like anything else. I mean, you have to try it, and you know, if you make mistakes, that's how you learn. But, you know, in this certain situation, when we're trying to go live on a Friday evening, the only day of the week that we do a show...
It's critical.
It was, yeah, critical and crucial.
Yes, I know. Why do you think I know it?
Why do you think she flew in, well, okay, into the drive?
This weekend, I'll take the list and I will practice several times. I will break into every show that Joe is playing over the weekend. I'll be like the guy from the phone company. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Are we live? Are we live now? Can you hear me now?
Did I do it? Did it work?
Right.
Hold on. Let me check.
Anyway. So we do have a skeleton crew this evening. As always, though, we do have my little girl across the table from me, Hannah Claire. She's here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, my blushing bride burst through the door just in time to help save the day. My name is Mark, and I will be your host. Now, who we are missing is Ty and Jack.
Yes.
Ty and Jack are on a little bit of an adventure. They got on a plane early this morning heading to Fort Lauderdale. For a little something something, and they will be back today, but not until after the show, unfortunately.
Right.
So
yeah, I have to pick them up tonight at the airport.
It's me and the girls.
Good stuff.
Yeah, me and the
Watch
girls.
Yourself.
So let's see, what else do I have? I guess that's it.
You're outnumbered.
So Stephanie, the reason that you weren't going to be here is because you had the office Christmas party.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You said that you tried Jell-O shooters for the first time in your life.
I did.
You seem to have come out on the other side okay.
Yes, they're wonderful. I don't know why I didn't try them sooner.
Right.
But, you know.
Right.
You got to leave some things.
I think the sad part is that we both work for the same company, and because I'm just a peon, I don't get to go to the party.
Oh, okay.
But all you people get to go to the party.
You people.
All you office pogues get to go.
Yeah. You have to push a little paper to get a little party.
I guess that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Hannah Claire just ran out of here. Was there a situation with the puppies?
A little bit.
Oh, no.
Things were brewing.
Yes.
So... we have had, so far this year, we've had, this winter, we've had fantastic weather.
Yes.
Now, all of a sudden, we are expecting to see a shift in the weather.
They keep saying that.
Well, they keep saying it, but if you look outside, there's something brewing.
It's
there's
very
definitely
windy.
Something brewing. There, that front is coming through. I know for a fact, just by looking on Facebook, that friends in Richmond, Virginia got snow today. People in Atlanta got snow today, and I even heard Paul Delgado say that there's a possibility that the panhandle of Florida might get snow this weekend.
Really?
Yes, really.
I don't think it's going to make it this far south.
No, probably it never does, but I mean, it is a possibility.
Yeah, but it was the high today was only supposed to be 59 degrees.
Oh, right. It was very balmy today.
And it was amazingly... Yeah. Humid yeah, and yeah. warm.
I thought for sure that I was going to have to get up, put on the long pants and the,
right.
you know, the couple different t-shirts and that kind of thing. Did not. Wore my shorts, my usual attire. No problem.
Right. Mm. Well, and I had a party to go to. Right. I thought I was going to have to wear hose.
Right.
No hose.
Yeah, there are a lot of Christmas parties or holiday parties going on right now. And I say holiday parties, but because I guess that's the thing to say now because of political correctness.
Right.
God forbid you say it's a Christmas party or a Hanukkah party or a Kwanzaa party. Somebody might get offended.
Yes.
Hannah Claire, do you know when Hanukkah is?
Ooh, I don't.
It's right here.
It's right around the corner. As a matter of fact, it starts next Tuesday at sunset, and then it goes through the 20th of December. So what I'm going to ask you now is, if somebody, and I heard this debate on the radio the other day, and I thought that the debate went on a little bit longer than it should have. So I'm going to go ahead and carry it on even a little bit longer.
All right, great.
Okay, because they didn't spend enough time on it.
Right, but the thing is, you know, everybody's so worked up about you know, hurting somebody's feelings. You just can't say Merry Christmas to somebody, or you can't say Happy Hanukkah to somebody. Right. You know, without somebody getting offended. So now I guess the politically correct thing to say is Happy Holidays.
Right.
You know, I don't know that I would ever be offended if, let's say, a Jewish person celebrating Hanukkah, if I ran into them anywhere, if they said to me, Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah.
I would be like, cool.
Yeah,
thanks for including me.
Yeah, thanks for including me. Thanks for sharing your gig.
Right.
And please don't be offended if I, in turn, say,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You know, well, I just don't understand where we're going in society where everybody's so butthurt about things that we've done our whole lives.
Right. People are so touchy.
Yeah.
Billions of years.
Anyway, I just think it's silly. And I don't know.
It's the holiday season.
Right. I get
celebrate
that.
What you want.
Yeah.
And wish other people well.
We're a world full of different religions and different beliefs and things like that. Why would you be offended if somebody said to you, Happy Hanukkah or Happy Kwanzaa or something like that?
Or Merry Christmas.
Or Merry Christmas, right. Yeah. I don't understand.
I don't get it either, mm-hmm. personally.
Yeah. Hey, one of the things that I heard earlier this week, and it was sort of you know, one of those survey kind of things where, you know, this time of year, there are a lot of holiday parties, and especially like office parties, just like the one that you went to today.
Yes.
Well, they say that more and more, because of all of the sexual harassment cases and things like that, now all of a sudden, a lot of offices are opting to have parties but not include alcohol.
Oh.
And my point is, well, I'm not going.
Yeah, I'd rather work.
I work with you people all week long with no alcohol.
Right. All year now, long.
If we're going to have a party, let's have a party. Right?
Let's see the other side of
yeah.
you.
I guess they're afraid everybody's going to get all liquored up and, you know.
And gropey?
Well, and gropey. And now all of a sudden, the next day or the next week at the office, oh, did you hear about so-and-so and so-and-so in in the copy room?
Getting gropey.
Right.
No, see, that's why Asylum does it right. We just have our Christmas party at the bar.
Yeah, there you go.
See, pre-gaming.
Mm-hmm. What are we getting? We're getting some
communication.
Massages. We're not at the Christmas party anymore, honey.
Mm-mm.
What happened at the Christmas party?
Right.
Massages are over.
Massages are over. Anyway, Hannah Claire.
Yes.
Again, I'm going to ask you, when is Hanukkah?
Oh, Christ. I don't know.
Tuesday.
No, it ends on the 20th. It ends on the
20th. Yeah.
It ends on the 20th and it starts next Tuesday at sunset. So.
See you next
Happy Hanukkah,
Tuesday.
Everybody.
Man.
All right, PW says it's just courteous to use Happy Holiday when it's someone or many people you don't know.
Okay, well, I mean, I understand. I get that.
I get it.
Look, Happy Holidays is just sort of a blanket saying, you know. But I'm to a point where I get a little frustrated when you hear the tales of people getting hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Their
feelings are
hurt.
Yeah,
and it's like, oh, come on.
I celebrate.
Would you stop already? You know, just stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it.
Cut it out.
Stop it, cut it out.
We're all celebrating the retail holiday
right.
of give everybody gifts and have a party and get drunk.
Does anybody really, is anybody thinking that it's actually Jesus' birthday?
No.
I'm not. I mean, I hope you're not offended by hearing that, but it's like, I don't think there's a whole lot of people going to Nordstrom's or anything like that going, I got to get this ugly sweater for Jesus's birthday.
Right.
You know? I don't know.
Yeah. It's an excuse.
Mm-hmm. The holidays have definitely lost, I think, a lot of their meaning. And now I think the meaning of the holidays, basically, it's just a time for friends and family to get together, spend a lot of money, and get drunk.
Right.
And eat a lot of food.
Get yeah. retail right. out of debt.
Yeah. So
you must give your Aunt Alice a gift yeah. one time a year, and this is it.
That's it. Anyway, hey, let's talk about those California wildfires.
Oh, my God.
Man, oh, Lord.
Insane.
You know, look, it seems like every year they have wildfires. So it's not like you're not used to hearing that California's having wildfires.
Yeah,
I saw a video, I think on Facebook or on Yahoo the other day, and it was cars going down the highway. And I swear, when I first saw it, I thought it was a movie trailer. I mean, with the special effects, it was like, these cars are driving into hell.
Yeah.
I just can't even imagine that much fire around. How can you even breathe?
Right. If it was that close, do you think it would be really hot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. People that were on that highway said that the fires were so hot that they could feel the heat inside their cars.
Oh, man.
I was listening to this show on the radio, and this guy called in. He was a former fireman, and he said, listen to me. If you can feel the heat inside your car, that means your tires are melting.
Oh, my God.
Not only are your tires melting, but the road is melting. You need to leave that area. Turn around and go the other way. Go toward the not fire area.
Not fire.
Right.
Well, good luck.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Especially
how do you turn around then. I mean, I don't know.
With the Thomas fire, it's going in both directions.
What is this? What's Thomas?
The Thomas fire is the one right by Santa Paula.
Okay.
That was first moving towards the Gulf, towards the Pacific Ocean.
Right.
And then the wind shifted and headed back towards Ojai.
Okay.
I mean, it started spreading out.
Well, your mom and Bill moved to Florida from Santa Paula.
Right.
You showed me a picture earlier this week that showed all of the burnt areas that had already been burnt. I mean, a huge area.
Huge area.
And then
area.
You showed me the street that your mom and Bill's house was on, right across the street. It's like one street over.
Yes.
So that was earlier in the week. I have to wonder, is that house still there?
I don't know, because it's weird. That little pocket, as it moved towards Ojai yeah. and towards the Pacific,
right.
it didn't move east, south.
I don't know. But, I mean,
that other block.
What you showed me, it was like imminent danger. There's no possible way that house is going to survive.
Well,
I mean, especially when you hear that, you know, the fire is being forced by 80 mile an hour winds. You know, that's what fire needs is a lot of oxygen and a lot of wind.
Right,
know?
And just that crazy that little pocket.
Well,
I hope you're surrounded.
I hope that house survived. Because, I mean, that's the house that Bill grew up in.
Right.
That's the house that Bill spent years remodeling.
Yes.
To your mom's chagrin. When are you going to finish the cupboards? That sounded like your mom, didn't it?
Yeah. They're finished.
Yeah, they're finished.
They're finished and sold.
Yeah, they're finished and sold and now live in Lakeland.
Yes. But, you know, I can't imagine having that much fire that close.
Right. The article that I have, unfortunately, I didn't get any current stats on the California wildfires, like from today. What I have is from a couple of days ago. And a couple of days ago, at least 200,000 people had been evacuated already. And,
oh, it's got to be more than
that
now.
And the article that I got that from said that the fires... according to that article, were like in Bel Air, California,
well,
where there's all those houses. I mean, they range from
$2
million to tens of millions of dollars.
That's a different fire.
Right. Can you imagine the amount of money that's going to be? I mean, it's going to be in the billions of dollars.
Right.
The property damage.
And that's on top of all the vineyards that burned several months ago.
Right.
I mean, California is being... burnt.
So here we are. We live in Florida, and our big thing here are hurricanes. I think I'd much rather go through a hurricane than a wildfire like that.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I mean...
fire scares me.
It scares me, too, and it just seems like there's so many things. Look, there's so many things that could happen in a hurricane. I mean, because a lot of times, if you, especially if you live on the coast, there's flooding and things like that. And the wind itself, I mean, it'll blow your house down.
Right, but I mean,
there's no escaping that fire. I mean, when it's coming, you got to go now.
And they're dealing with 50-mile-an-hour to 80-mile-an-hour winds.
Right. A hurricane, so, basically hurricane force winds.
Exactly.
Blowing fire. Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, no.
I just don't like it.
I prefer my wind to blow water than fire. Call me crazy.
I prefer my heroes to not be captured.
All right, my wind with water.
Yeah. I prefer my disasters to not be fire.
Fire is frightening.
Yeah, it is frightening.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
What? You're looking at me.
No, I'm. You're in my peripheral.
Hawkey dokey.
You're sitting at 9 o'clock on my little visual clock here. Hannah's a cool 12. You're really like more like 10 or 11. 10.
Mm-hmm.
10. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else do we have here? Let's see. Do you want to take a quick break?
Yes.
All right, let's do that. We'll take a quick break, and then when we come back, I want to talk about something. I have a little something for Hannah. I want to see if she's interested in this. We've got some other stories for this evening. I don't know if you heard earlier in the week about that sign language interpreter.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that. I want to talk about texting and driving, sports. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about. All right, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
I got your picture of me and you. You wrote, I love you. I wrote, me too. I sit and stare at it, there's nothing else to do. Oh, it's in color. Your hair is brown. Your eyes are hazel. And soft as clouds. I often kiss you when there's no one else around. I got your picture. I got your picture. I'd like a million of your aura myself. I want a doctor to take a picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You got me turning up and turning down. I'm turning in, I'm turning right. I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. I'd like a million of them around myself. I want a doctor to take a picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You got me turning up, I'm turning down, I'm turning in, I'm turning right, I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. No sex, no drugs, no wine, no women, no fun, no sin, no you, no wonder it's dark. Everyone around me is a total stranger. Everyone avoids me like a cyclone ranger. Everyone. That's why I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
everybody. We are back, and I think Hannah has turned Japanese.
Well, I think that is racially insensitive.
From here, she looks a little Japanese. Just saying. Listen, one of the things I forgot to do at the beginning of the show is to invite you all to give us a call.
Yes.
We couldn't take phone calls last week because our Skype was on the fritz.
It was something.
Yeah. It turns out that we had not upgraded our, what, hon? What do you call it?
We hadn't updated. Right. Mm.
It's not like we didn't pay the bill.
No. We did pay the bill.
We paid the bill. We just didn't update it.
No.
So last week we could not take calls, but this week we can. And to test it, I'm asking, I'm pleading. Please, somebody give us a call at 727-498-0502. You can call us at any time during the show. Talk to us about anything you want to talk to us about.
Yes.
Anything.
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 Go ahead.
Yeah. If we get another half hour into this show and you call up and you go, hey, you know what? I got something to say about those California fires. We'll be like, okay, we'll backtrack. That's cool. I don't care. We'll talk to you about anything. If you call up and you say, you know, I got this rash on my left cheek.
Mm. Face or other.
Yeah, well, we'll have to get into the conversation to determine that.
Mm.
We won't assume that it's the, you know, the southern cheek.
Just right the northern the cheek.
We'll have to do some a little phone investigation.
Investigation. Stuff. So what if they call in and flush a toilet?
Yeah, right. If that bastard starts calling this show.
Hey, at least he's listening.
Yeah. I don't think
and showing his support.
He's not listening to this show. I can guarantee that.
Anyway. We've never gotten a flush.
No, we haven't. Look, we've had like three calls ever.
Two of them are me.
Right. Yeah. One of the other things, if you want to tweet, PW, we got a tweet from PW already this evening, and I greatly appreciate that. Always appreciate his tweets and anybody's tweets. You can do that by tweeting Marco Radio Show 1.
Yes.
We like that too. Any interaction.
And I didn't send out a tweet tonight. Reminding our followers that we were live at 6. Right. I was preoccupied.
Too many Jello shots.
Yes.
Damn it.
Christ.
Damn it.
Yes.
Hannah Claire, I got two questions for you.
Oh.
One.
Yes.
What do you know about hydroponics? Wait a minute before you answer. Okay. And two. Do you think you could put together a badass 250-word essay by March 15th?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, we can make that happen. What?
Do you even want to know what the essay would be about? I mean, going to commit to a 250-word essay.
Oh, I figured it would be about hydroponics.
It would be about hydroponics.
She's so smart.
Okay.
She's smart.
Yeah.
Do you know what hydroponics is all about?
I do.
Well, what is it? What would you say it would be?
If I'm
somebody coming to you,
yes,
and I say, Hannah Claire, what is hydroponics?
I will tell you.
Okay.
That hydroponics is the art of growing plants and things in water.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, that's very good. What I have here is it says hydroponics refers to methods of growing plants without soil.
In water.
Okay, all right, all right, all right.
I think Hannah's answer was actually more specific.
Well, I like that she called it an art.
It is an art.
Hydro, that makes sense. Yes.
Water.
Hydro, hence water. Yeah.
Right. You know, it's
water,
not
water planting.
You're not growing the plants in air.
No.
You're
like those tomatoes I grew that one year.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count. There was still soil involved.
Yeah, but they hung upside down.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was.
They were, hey, look, they were big tomatoes.
Mm.
Now, the cucumbers I grew upside down were a little freakish. Nobody needs a 3-foot-long cucumber.
Yeah.
That's just dangerous.
That was a little weird.
Couldn't figure out what they were doing.
Right. Anyway, so the reason I'm asking you these questions, Hannah Claire,
yes,
is because this 78-year-old Alan Bednar, owner of Simply Hydroponics and Organics, located at 7949 Ulmerton Road in Largo,
yeah.
Well, this guy has spent the last quarter of a decade building this.
Quarter of a decade would be 2.5 years.
Oh, I mean, century. Quarter of a century. 25 years.
25
yeah,
years.
Good.
Okay.
See, that's why we need you.
We need
on
you.
This show.
I would have let it slide.
I'm sure we would have gotten something from PW. I'm sure he can do math.
Apparently, vodka enhances my math skills. Yeah.
Anyway, so this guy has built this hydroponics business up in Largo.
Right.
All right. He's
I've
been doing it for 20. You've heard of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Good. All right. Hey, would you be interested in owning that business?
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay. You're already.
How about 250 words of ooh?
You're already one of the managers over at a head shop.
Yes.
The Asylum.
Asylum.
So now you could take that knowledge.
Yes.
And move right into hydroponics.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the hydroponics right now is on the down low. It's not supposed to be about anything you're selling at your store.
No, well, they don't sell anything like that.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right,
we are all tobacco right. use only. But I mean, if I ran the hydroponics store, it would be all fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, right.
And flowers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
Sustainable.
And trees. And stuff.
And yeah.
Trees.
Strains of things similar. Anyway, so this guy, he's 78 years old. And he's like, I've been there, done that. I've grown this business. I've got, it's a nice business. I do well. Mm-hmm. I think it said that his online activity is like 500,000 hits or likes a year.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, look. If you've got that kind of online activity going on, if you land half those deals, that's a pretty good yearly income,
definitely.
You know, for your store, I guess. But anyway, he's doing this thing, and I think it's kind of interesting. He's not going to sell his store outright, which he could.
Mm.
He's making it interesting. He's asking people to give him $100, and for a $100 entry fee, you can write a 250-word essay basically telling him why you so deserve his hydroponic store.
Wow.
I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Yeah. Very interesting.
So if, now look, we can help you.
What's the deadline?
March 15th. April 2nd, they're going to give you the winner. So it's going to happen. Bang, bang. We got to get on this.
Yeah.
All right. Sunday, you have the day off.
Right.
I got a bunch of blank paper. We can just, 250 words, that's not a lot.
No, it's not.
No, we need to do some research, though.
We need to know all, well, Hannah Claire, I mean, she called it an art. Seems like she knows quite a bit about hydroponics.
Art.
Mm-hmm. Think of the implications, Hannah. What are you going to do once and if marijuana becomes legal for recreational use? Now, all of a sudden, you're going to be loaded.
Loading.
Yeah, because I think probably, if I had to guess, probably a lot of the clientele, they might have their own little grow rooms in their basement or someplace.
It's possible.
Right?
They could have some great tomatoes.
Yeah. You know, there was, they were in the news back in this particular place. Mm-hmm. It was in the news in 2009.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, an undercover agent was using their parking lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was scoping out license plates of,
I remember that.
Of customers, and then, you know, finding out where they lived and going to their houses and finding out that most of them had grow houses.
Yeah, I have a customer that comes into Asylum that told us that story.
Right.
Because he may have been one of the frequenters
that
they went to his house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this Alan Bednar said, look, man, that whole thing in 2009, I didn't appreciate it because it's kind of profiling.
Right.
You know, and it's pigeonholing my customers.
Right.
You know, now, of course, the sheriff's department says, oh, no. We weren't doing anything like that.
No.
I mean, that's
we were just checking their tomatoes.
Right. I don't know. I think it would be cool.
I think so, too.
Now,
I love the idea.
I do, too. You remember, Stephanie?
The vertical gardens. Aren't most vertical gardens hydroponics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have to have like a greenhouse kind of thing, though? Does it have to be hot?
It helps. You do have to have certain lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not doing it outside. It is mainly indoor.
So do you think that because he's got activity on the internet of like 500,000 hits a year, that probably most of his business now is already geared toward growing marijuana? I would guess that it is. That would be my guess.
I wouldn't think so.
You would be surprised. A lot of people, you know, really get into that because, I mean, it if you grow fruits and vegetables hydroponically, it gives it like a different flavor almost.
Well, what if our
changes it?
Well, let's say this.
It's fresher.
Let's say you live in a place like Minnesota. Mm-hmm. You can grow some crops during the summertime, but in the wintertime, if you still want fresh tomatoes and stuff like that, and you can grow them in your own little hothouse hydroponically without putting them in the frozen tundra.
Exactly.
That's cool.
I think that's what a lot of the market here is as well, you know, things that survive best in cold climates, you know what I mean?
Right.
You can grow it here hydroponically in your little room, you know.
Versus out there in the middle of the summer.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, we never had success with a vegetable garden in the summertime.
Right.
It's too hot. The sun's too bright.
But that way you can do it year round, and then you can live off of your own vegetables and stuff, you know what I mean?
I'm not going to name names, but back in the 90s, I visited somebody and they said, hey, come down in the basement. Look what I have.
Yeah.
And I went down in the basement and they had a grow house.
Nice.
I couldn't wait to get out of that house. No. This is the kind of thing that will put you under the jail.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Peace out.
Yeah, see ya.
It was impressive,
though.
I honestly would not mind having a little hydroponic setup at my house for, like, fruits and vegetables. Honest to goodness, vegetables.
To further that, what if you own this business in Largo?
Right.
How cool would that be?
Yeah.
So let's work on it this weekend. How do we start the essay? Is it sort of like a
dude?
Dude, let me tell you. Let me lay this out on you, bro.
He says that all of the essays are going to be judged by family and friends.
Oh, perfect.
Now, look, he's got employees, and you would think that like the employees would be front runners, unless they're just complete doofuses and can't put a couple of sentences together.
They don't want that kind of responsibility.
Right.
Yeah.
They got a good thing going.
Right.
Why screw it up by owning the place?
Right. So how do you start it? Dear Alan.
Pesticides are bad.
I want to grow stuff in water.
I have always been very fond of the art of hydroponics.
Right.
Dear
sir. It has truly intrigued me.
Yeah.
And with my managerial experience, I think I could make this a winner.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know.
Cool. The soil is
like
dirty.
I do not
want to eat my food from dirt.
Yeah. Anyway, you got to have your. It costs $100. I mentioned that, right?
Yeah.
So you can put in more than one essay, but it's $100 a pop.
Mm.
So if you think that first one's no good, pony up another $100 and try again. 250 words. I mean, is that even going to, if it's typed, that's not even going to be a full page.
No.
He's not looking to read a whole lot.
No.
He just wants something short and quick and something that's going to go, I like this person.
Right. Exactly.
Do you think you have to tell him that you know how to run a business or anything like that?
It would probably help.
In 250 words or less, tell me that you have a business degree, you know all about hydroponics,
right,
and you have a love of growing in water.
Water.
Hydration.
Water. And you want to have a business in Largo.
Moistness.
Right. Moistness. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, that's that.
If we get it, we got to rename it to the Moist Satchel.
Yes. And that's the kind of thing you put in the letter.
Yeah.
Come visit the Moist
Come
Satchel
visit
for
the
all
moist...
your hydroponic needs.
Yes. See, we could win with that.
The Moist Satchel.
The Moist Satchel.
The cornucopia.
Right. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And gross all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
See, we could win, though. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
moist saturated.
Hey, if there's anybody out there that knows a lot about hydroponics and you want to help us try out our Skype update, give us a call at 727-498-0502.
They're going to try and steal our chance.
No, that's all right. We'll tell them. We'll give them some... We'll just tell them that all the information that we gave on this show, just like every other, it's all fake news.
Fake news.
If you're listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour show for anything true, not fake, you're listening to the wrong show.
Now.
If you want some
turn
real,
into something else.
Yeah. Just stay away from Fox News. They're going to tell you.
Or all of them.
Never mind. Never mind what they're going to tell
you. No, stick with us. We like our truth.
If you want the real word, let me see. Do we have PW's phone number?
Yeah, right. PW
call. He's the one that always tightens us up. Anyway.
On Twitter.
Right.
He knows everything.
Yeah. Hey, Hannah Claire, remember back when you were, what was it, high school, elementary school? When was it that you were starting to learn sign language?
Oh, that was at Brighton. So I guess like.
Middle school.
No, it was before middle school.
All right, fourth grade? Elementary school.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
All yeah, right. Fourth grade.
So
fifth
how
grade. Elementary school.
How far along did you get? I can remember you as a little girl sort of, you know, giving us the love symbol and whatever else. And
yeah, I was pretty good. I could do the whole
Then you
national...
turned 14 and all you gave us was the middle finger.
Yeah. I could
Those,
do
the dark
shut
years.
Shut up. I could do the national anthem.
And oh, like, so you could actually put like sentences together.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I got pretty good at it.
So you know that they just caught the Seminole Heights serial killer.
Right.
And I think everybody's pretty sure that this is the dude.
Yeah.
24-year-old Howell Emanuel. What's his last name? Gordon? Howell Emanuel Gordon? I think so. The third. Trey. Those
Trey.
Who know him like I do, Trey is what we call him.
Because he's the third? Like,
yeah,
Trace.
Trey. Mm-hmm.
Trace.
Way to put that. You're going to be really good at this hydroponics business. You're quick.
Is that for real or not?
Yes, it is for real.
Okay.
Anyway.
Go on.
So the other day, Tampa Sheriff Brian Dugan is going to do this press conference. And basically, you know, they got the guy in custody, and he's going to give some information, you know, because you can imagine that, like, parents and relatives of the victims, they want to know what's happening.
And all of the neighborhood.
And all of the neighborhood, and quite frankly, the nation, because this story kind of went,
pretty far.
Yeah. National.
National.
So anyway, he's given this press conference about, you know, the timeline of the killings and the whereabouts and this kind of thing. And during this whole thing, there's this woman at the front of the stage, and she's supposedly a sign language interpreter. Well, there were people in the crowd or people even watching her on TV that were like, what the hell? What the hell's going on here?
What's she saying?
She's signing gibberish. One lady said it looked like she was, she's waving her arms around. It looks like she's singing Jingle Bells up there.
Oh my goodness. Nice.
Yes.
That's awesome.
This woman's name is Derlin Roberts. And apparently.
Derlin.
Wasn't even invited. They were going to have this press conference, and they didn't even think about inviting or hiring a sign language interpreter. But when this Derlin Roberts showed up, I guess they figured, you know, nobody was like, well, we didn't hire anybody, you know, that kind of thing. They just went along with it. So they start the press conference. She's out there doing her thing, swinging her arms.
My goodness.
And people are very confused and upset.
Yes. Well, that was, you know, during Hurricane Irma, we talked about that.
Right.
Yeah, those
you
were
know,
some colorful
there
signs.
There were some great sign language interpreters during Irma.
Are they really? I mean, do people understand what they're saying?
There were a couple that were so animated. I would just sit there and laugh the entire time. It was just hysterical to watch. But if you are hearing impaired, you know, that's your information.
Right.
You know,
and
you take
animation
that very
could be very good.
It might be rude of me to say, you know, that I was laughing during the whole thing, but
it might be.
Could be insensitive,
but
at the same time,
it was still funny as hell. Anyway, so this Derlin Roberts, now I didn't see anything in the article that I have, but I think I heard on the radio that this woman has like a pretty lengthy criminal record.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. She's a little touched.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine the balls?
You just roll up on a
press conference loaded with police.
And know? Go, oh, I'm here as the sign language interpreter?
Oh, I got this. I got this.
No one's going to do it, so I guess I will.
I can't even imagine what that takes. Right. I mean, that... really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was listening to the Mike Calta show, and, you know, they have Spanish on there. Mike says to Spanish, he goes, I tell you what, I will give you $100 for every press conference that you can go on.
$100 isn't enough.
Get up on stage and start signing.
That's not enough.
Right. Serious.
A little bit of a challenge, though.
$100? No. $1,000? Maybe. No, I don't know.
It's kind of silly. It's a silly story. Anyway.
I can't even imagine.
No, you know, how ballsy is that?
Right.
You just get up there and start doing your thing.
Okay.
Especially when you don't know the language.
Well, right. Well,
apparently
she knew.
Okay.
They had some numbers.
Well, they had some excerpts of what she was saying compared to what was actually being said, and it's like, I mean, she'd throw in like all of a sudden there's Bush.
Yeah. Pizza.
Pizza. You know, stuff like that.
All right.
So,
Turtle.
Right. So here's something that relating to the Seminole Heights serial killer. His parents apparently have been subpoenaed to talk to prosecutors to give, you know, some background information about, you know, did this 24-year-old Howell Emanuel Gordon III, did he have any emotional issues as a child? Did he have this? Did he have that? Da, 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 da. And up till now, they have basically refused to speak to them. I have to think that they have lawyered up, and that's a lawyer's game right there. They're like, no, you don't have to talk to anybody.
Right.
But apparently, as of January 5th, they either need to speak up or they could be held, you know,
in contempt of court.
Right. So my question is, you know, if you look at these parents, okay, if you hear the background of this kid, I don't think they knew anything about it.
No.
I think they're as dumbstruck as everybody else.
Well, and he's 24 years old.
24 years old, went to college.
He's not 14.
Supposedly very likable. You know, a lot of friends, a lot of people looked up to him, you know, sort of a mentorish kind of kid, that kind of thing. And now all of a sudden this comes out. I don't think there's any question that he's the guy.
Right.
You know, everything just sort of points to him. The gun.
Well.
The cell tower pings, that kind of thing. As a parent, you know, I think that, okay, if it was us. And if that was our boy, how willing am I going to be to talk to the police, especially if I don't know anything about it? Now, well, all of a sudden, yeah, you have accused my son of doing something heinous. I don't know anything about it. What am I going to say to you?
Well, my thought is I am going to talk to them because they need to know the kid I know.
Right. Okay. Well, basically, at
you
that
have
point,
the, you know, I mean, basically, point, you're trying to defend your child.
You would just be confirming everything that they've heard from friends and
exactly.
associates. So, okay.
This is, you know,
that
and
makes
and,
sense.
And as a parent,
right.
you know, this is the kid I know. This is, you know, these were his struggles. These were his accomplishments. Right. And this is how our family worked through things.
Right.
The fact that they're not talking
yeah.
and being unwilling to talk
is a little weird.
That's weird.
I don't know if it's them that they're not willing to talk. That's a lawyer's game.
Well, why did they hire a lawyer?
Why? I would.
Would
I
you?
Absolutely would. Oh, in this day and age, absolutely. I would lawyer up in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Absolutely. You cannot. You can,
see, I'm naive. I would not.
You cannot be in a situation like this where you or somebody in your family is now accused of murdering four people.
Yeah.
Oh my God. If you have not lawyered up.
See, that's crazy.
You're fresh meat, man.
Well, then what? You know, we'll never get justice.
No, look.
Because you throw the lawyers in, and you're really not ever going to get the truth.
There's a lot to say about the justice system, and there's more often things you hear about the justice system is that it's not fair. It doesn't work out the way it's supposed to work out.
Right.
You know, in a situation like this, whether you think your kid is innocent or not, you've got to have representation. Absolutely. Absolutely. You cannot go into this alone.
Knowing
if you don't know anything about the legal system at all, now all of a sudden you've got a state's attorney who's trying to put your child to death for something that you can't even believe that he did.
Right.
So you've got to lawyer up.
Well, lawyer up, but I not talking? Really?
And again, that's probably at the advice of an attorney. Eventually you're going to say something, but right now you're not saying anything.
See, that makes me...
It would bother me, too. If I thought that I was 100% innocent or my kid was 100% innocent, yeah, why not talk?
But what are they going to find?
It's all a game. The whole legal system is a game.
Well, and it shouldn't be a game. Four people died.
In my experience, work together. Both sides work together. Whether you want to believe that or not, it's the truth.
And
that's the truth.
They're just in it.
Yep.
You know, the more money they can make.
Yep.
I guess.
That's absolutely it. That is absolutely it. So anyway, it's interesting. And I can't wait to,
I don't know.
I just want to know what the motive is. I want to know what made that happen. What made those murders happen? Something had to trigger that.
Well, and the fact that the parents aren't talking makes me think the parents know.
That could be too, but yeah.
I mean, that's where my mind goes.
Right.
Anyway. If they didn't know,
mm-hmm.
why not talk?
Right.
You know, they know. They know exactly.
They probably know something.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
that they knew that he was going around killing people.
They could have lawyered up. They could have had conversations with their lawyer, and the lawyer probably said,
Don't
you dare say that to the other side.
Right.
They will use that against
you. That's exactly what they're looking for.
So now they're like, don't say anything right now until we get our act together. Right?
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
This first hour has flown by.
Yes, it has.
And we need to take our halfway break. I'm going to play a song called Johnny Be Good.
Nice.
Who do you think it's going to be by, Hannah?
Oh,
it's a 2002 version.
Oh, no, I don't know then.
Peter Tosh.
Oh.
It's a little reggae action.
Peter Tosh. Right.
Peter Tosh. Like,
not Tosh.0.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's Daniel Tosh.
That's his brother,
okay.
Peter.
Come on.
An actual musician, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, everybody. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. When we come back, we'll get into hour two.
Ooh.
Hour two. Okay.
See you in a few.
Down in Jamaica.
Oh,